Hi friends, hello the world. Welcome to this episode of Tools for Transitioning Humanitarians and your host, the Salon Manoa. Today I want to talk about one of the most, I think, pressing topics that many, many humanitarians are experiencing, and that topic is swallowing, meaning we are swallowing a lot of unfairness, swallowing a lot of intransparency, swallowing a lot of injustices going around, and we just feel like we can't do anything about it. And it feels like this is the highest form of powerlessness. And I will give you examples of how my humanitarian clients are talking about how this can look like and also what we can do about it. So that's really the conversation that I want to have. So swallowing, the way that I'm describing it is, you know, this feeling of when something very unjust happened to you, or maybe a discriminatory treatment, or maybe favoritism in favor of someone else, and you didn't get the merit that you wanted, and you know that you know that this is unfair, you know that this is very unjust, but you feel like there's nothing you can do. And that's when, as if you can swallow your feeling, like the most strongest feelings of anger, fury, frustration, disappointment, whatever they might be, you swallow them and you feel like your whole emotions are going down your stomach, like going through the lungs and going down your stomach, and you can feel from inside how these feelings are felt. And then you're trying very hard not to do anything about it, right? Because of the consequences that it brings to your career, to your life, and all of these things. I used to have this feeling, I think most of my childhood was my father, where a lot of things I would consider unfair, a lot of things that I didn't approve of how he did things, how he treated my mom and other people. And of course, there are also nice things about my father, for no doubt, right? Right. But those moments when I would feel that feeling of anger and frustration, sadness, I think even more maybe sadness, that anger that's not expressed is sadness, they say, right? So all of that I would feel inside my body, like going through, and I could feel myself swallowing everything in order not to show anything to the outside world, right? That's how I have experienced swallowing most of my life. Growing up with my parents. So at the time when this used to happen, I told myself that when I live on my own, I would not let anyone do this to me anymore, right? And therefore, of course, I have used that experience in the way that how not to let myself be in that situation anymore. And I feel like to a large extent, I have been able to make that happen. But I can also see that when I coach so many humanitarians, I see that examples that I hear from people, like I have a client who was saying that she had dedicated her over 20 years of her life to different emergencies working for this UN agency. Different emergencies around the world. She sacrificed her family life, her personal life to do this, right? She did all of the things in every emergency possible to keep the organization's reputation, keep the response going, keep supporting people affected by wars and conflicts. And then now she's at a certain age and she wanted to get to the next level of her career growth. And she was supposed to, given this career growth a long time ago, she was supposed to get a P5. She's currently at P4 position within the UN. And then she was hoping to get the P5 before she retires. And then this crisis happened, and the organization told her that she cannot Even go to B5 if she wants to stay in the organization. There's an option for P3, right? And again, the point is not really the level or the career of this P3 or P4 or P5, but the point is of how she felt treated badly. How she felt betrayed, how she felt like she was promised and she was given a career trajectory of certain thing, and then now in the crisis situation, she was told that no, you're actually going back. If you would like to keep your job, you're going back to one level lower. And if you don't, you can also leave, kind of a treatment. And that felt so furious, right? It felt, she was telling me that it felt so angry, and she felt so angry and furious and like sad, all of those mixtures together. And the question of why did I spend my whole life doing this? If in the end the treatment that I get is this, right? Why did I compromise all of my things, and why did I compromise my personal life, not having my family and not having relationships, because I was so dedicated to this work, and now the outcome is this, right? So this is when she was telling me all about how she was trying hard to swallow everything instead of actually saying it to someone at least, and shouting, or like, you know, the things that you want to do is like, I can't believe this is what's happening, right? So that is one of the examples that I hear about how many humanitarians might be feeling currently, is feeling like this is not how we thought things would end, or this is not how we thought things would go. The organization that we love, the organization that we have given our lives to, the mission that we love, and in the end, if the treatment is so unfair and so non-transparent, then why were we doing all of the sacrifices anyway, right? So this is the feeling of swallowing. This is how swallowing looks like, if you haven't understood. And this may happen to you not only in this current environment, in the job loss context. It may happen to you also in your relationship with certain managers, or relationship with certain colleagues. For instance, I have another client who is telling me that there is always a deadline for doing a report for the donors, or getting money or fundraising from the donors, right? And then there are a lot of inputs required from certain colleagues. And then those colleagues continuously keep telling her that, oh, they can't do this because they have other things going on. They can't do this, da da da. And therefore, she just feels like she needs to swallow all of her frustrations, disappointments, and keep doing on behalf of all the other colleagues instead of putting some boundaries or talking to them to have very difficult conversation and say, this can't continue going on, right? And the third scenario that I also feel like where a lot of swallowing happening, that I will be talking to some of the colleagues from UN in a particular country where the war is going on. I will not mention it now because I think I would like to do that after, once we have done this. But one of the things that I keep like coaching clients from that context is where not having a contract or not renewing your contract currently means conscription with the military, right, to participate in the war. And this, I think, for many people is like life or death type of situation where they feel it is very, very important that they get their contract. And if they don't get their contract, they will no longer be able to be protected by the immunity of the organization. And that I think is also where if you see that there are a lot of already situations that are not how you would like them to be or how you thought it should or could be, and then you feel like things are not going well already, and then on top of that you are dealing with the consequences of the war, you are experiencing it every day, you are experiencing losing a lot of family members or friends, colleagues, whoever that you knew. And then now, on top of that, you are told that your contract may not be extended while other people's contracts are. And you have that feeling of so much unfairness, so much of the feeling of why life needs to be so hard, right? And that's also when a lot of swallowing in order not to like destroy anything, right? A lot of swallowing might be happening as well. And in such situations where humanitarians who are whose countries are at war or conflict or some version of emergency going on and they can't go back to, and they need to stay somewhere else, and then job contract means a residence permit and work permit, and if they lose that, then they can't really go anywhere and do that and take care of their families while they can't go home, right? So you can see that how so many of these situations might be happening where we feel like we are swallowing a lot of the emotions and we don't know what to do with them. And the risk of keep doing that, especially long term, this is really what I want to talk about and also what we can do about it. So the reason why it is a problem to keep swallowing all of these emotions are because what we are really doing in that moment when we are swallowing is we keep telling ourselves or we keep sending ourselves, our inner system, the message that we are very, very powerless. We can't do anything about it. And we also keep, by swallowing all of these emotions, we keep sending ourselves the message that our emotions don't matter, what we're experiencing don't matter, essentially who we are don't matter. And I think that is the biggest harm we can do to ourselves, is when we keep telling ourselves that what we've been doing so far don't matter, what we have done all of these years don't matter, and who we are don't matter. And when we do that, and when we keep doing that, the very thing that we keep telling it's unfair and it's unjust and this is not how it should be, now we make our lives unfair and unjust by keep telling ourselves this message that we don't matter. Right? Even though we may be feeling like we are doing this to punish others, or we are doing this to just keep our job, or just keep low profile, or just keep not making a problem anywhere, just keep going and tolerating and not say anything, even though we might be feeling like we're doing the right thing, in quotes, right? But how much we are damaging ourselves in that moment by creating unfairness in our own lives, unfairness in the sense of if we keep doing this to ourselves, those emotions will continue compiling and clotting within our system to a point that they start creating illnesses, right? And that's exactly what we don't want. We don't want to create more unfairness to our situation on the as a result of unfairness that happened in the world. We don't want to do that additionally to ourselves by keep clotting all of these emotions within us, right? So that's why that is like one of the biggest unfairnesses that we can do to our health is damaging our health by keep swallowing it. It may also look like swallowing and distracting ourselves with so many other things, right? Distracting ourselves with work, distracting ourselves with alcohol abuse, distracting ourselves with other abuse that is not healthy to us, to ourselves, and therefore we keep again harming our own health, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally. And that is exactly what we don't want to do because it's already unfair out there. We don't want to add that unfairness to our own inner system, right? And the long-term consequences, and of course, I can only speak from experiences of people that I have seen in my life, especially in my own family, and especially with some of my clients. I have seen the consequences of it. Some of my clients were telling me that as a result of keep doing this way, they suffered cancer. They suffered a lot of other health, chronic health diseases. My mom, as a result of keep suffering for or keep swallowing all of her emotions and not showing anything to anyone and not talking about it or not doing anything about it, she has been going through a lot of health challenges, including now, again, possibly cancer treatment that she needs to go through, right? So, what really, and again, my claim is never that keep, experiencing these strong emotions and keep swallowing and not doing anything leads to cancer. That's not what I want to say. And I have no evidence to prove that either. But what we know so far from studying a lot about emotions is that if we don't channel them, if we don't do something about them, they will continue impacting us so gravely that we then continue going downwards or going in regression in our own life journeys instead of keep going to what we want to, right? And that's really what is true currently is that if we keep swallowing all of these emotions and feel like we can't really do anything about it, then what we end up really doing is we keep just agreeing to doing whatever the organization asks us. We keep staying with the organization that we probably hate or we probably have a lot of strong negative emotions about. We also feel like we have been wronged and no justice has been done. And therefore, it's a bit like staying with the perpetrator, even though knowing that this is a perpetrator, right? That's how we would continue feeling. Now, again, the other alternative, I'm not suggesting that you should leave and, forget about them and start your own life. Obviously, you know what's best for you, right? But what I really want in this occasion is to take time to look at what we do about the swallowing of all the emotions and keep telling ourselves, well, our emotions don't matter, we don't matter, what we have done don't matter. Instead of doing that, what alternatives we have that we can do so that we minimize the damage, right? That's really the purpose of me doing this podcast. So the first one is always, even if we cannot show it to other people, right? Let's say, even if we can't show and shout at all the people who have wronged us according to our own opinion, even if we cannot do that in that moment or in general at all, we need to find a way to channel those emotions to somewhere instead of just keeping it inside of us and keep feeling like an explosive first person who will explode the next day if someone touches, right? The feeling. So instead of keep doing that, we need to channel those emotions to somewhere outside, meaning we need to release them. We need to honor them and release them so that they don't keep impacting us all of the time. So some of the ways that I have known how to do that, and I continue doing it every day in my own life, is with breathing techniques, with meditation. If you are not able to do that, do it in the out in the open. Go to a secluded place. I don't know, a park or forest, whatever it is, or top of the mountain. Scream, whatever it is that you can do. You do boxing, any physical exercise that will get everything out of you, right? So the goal is to get ourselves to the feeling of, oh, like when we feel like we have emptied everything out and we have nothing left because we have released all of those emotions, right? Now, obviously, once we have released them, what will happen is that they will continue coming back because the thoughts behind them, the situations behind them haven't really been resolved, likely, right? So now the next thing is what we're going to do to resolve those thoughts and situations behind it, or situations that have created this feeling of swallowing or this action of swallowing. What are we going to do about that, right? Now, in that moment, it is also very likely that we want to take very drastic measures one way or another. And that's something that we don't want to do in that moment. Because remember, the whole purpose of not doing swallowing anymore is so that we don't create more unfairness to our own situation, right? Because if the situation already happened and we see this as an unfair situation, we don't want to add to that unfairness even more by taking drastic actions that may harm us even further into the future. We don't want that. So that's why once we have released all of these emotions that we kept swallowing, and ideally, I suggest to release them every time they come up, if you can. And the next thing is obviously we want to resolve them. Now, one of the ways that we can resolve them is, okay, what are we going to do about this particular situation, right? Are we going to do something against this unfairness that happened to us if we believe this is unfair, right? If we are going to do something, what are we going to do that is constructive, meaning that we can get something out of it for the benefit of our situation or for the benefit of solving it, and not just destroying something, right? So if we can do that, what can we do about it? So in other words, honoring our emotions, honoring that we felt this way and we felt like we were treated this way, and honoring that this is not how it should have happened to us, and what are we going to do? So there are options that we need to explore. So that could be one option, right? But when we are exploring one option with my clients, a lot of the times what I notice happen is that they tend to then have a lot more emotions as they go through and fight for the justice, right? I have accompanied several of clients who went through this unfair treatment, discriminatory treatment, injustices, and we have tried to go do something to restore justice. And in going through that restoration of justice, they have suffered a lot more from the process than hadn't they just not gone through that. So that's one thing that you need to really understand for yourself. By going through this and restoring justice, will you likely to harm yourself even more? Or you are someone who can go through this and go to the other side of getting the justice that you would like to? Because if you ask me, I probably wouldn't be able to go through this without being so emotional about it, to a point that I would start asking questions about why am I even doing it if I'm harming myself in the process of seeking justice, right? So that's why everyone needs to answer their own question as to whether this is really something you can handle it in the way that you don't damage yourself even more, or you rather not even want to go through that, right? So that's the decision that you need to make. But it needs to be a conscious decision, obviously, that, okay, here is what I could have done to fight for justice, but I don't think that it is possible. I don't think that I can go through that the way that I don't damage myself. And therefore, I'm choosing not to take that route. Right, and that's the choice that we need to bring to the situation. Because if we are in such a big unfair situation, or we feel like it's very unfair, if we don't bring the choice or agency to the situation, we'll continue feeling powerless all throughout. Right, so that's why we are trying to minimize that powerlessness by bringing our agency to the situation. So that's one route, right? The other route is how can we not put ourselves in the situation again? And I think this is something that we don't really spend much time talk like thinking about and planning and executing about, because we just feel like we can't really do anything about it. It's all lost and it's all gone and it's all doom and gloom. And while we may continue thinking that, this may not help us in this situation moving forward, right? So therefore, one of the ways that we could think about how not to put ourselves in this situation anymore is how can we become the person who is no longer oppressed or like treated so unfairly that we feel like we don't have any option but continue doing what we are doing and staying where we don't want to be. Right. So if I take the example of my father and myself, the situation where I continuously swallowed all of this that was going on at the time in my childhood. And then as I left the house, as I left to become independent, so to say, out of my parents' house, one of the things that I really felt that was strong within me is I no longer want to be in a situation where I tolerate someone instead of choosing to leave and do something on my own, because my life does not depend on that person, right? I don't want to put myself in a situation where my life depends on that person, or my well-being depends on that person, my financial situation depends on that person, that I can't really live and lead my own life. And therefore, I continue feeling like a victim of that situation and can't do anything about it. I no longer wanted to be that person anymore, right? So therefore, I think I took that so seriously, that experience, that I told myself I no longer want to put myself in such a dependency that I can't leave and do anything else. So therefore, when I was deciding what to do with my UN job back in the day, I also told myself that, okay, if I don't really believe in the cause, not in the cause, but if I don't really believe in the way things are done, even though I believe in the cause, and I want to do the impact anyway, and in the way that I believe is sustainable to do, then what else can I do? And how else can I do this work that is independent of my employer? And that's how I left and did the pursued my journey, right? And therefore, I really would love to suggest to you, now that you are going through this experience, one of the best things you can do to yourself is how can you no longer put yourself in a situation where you are fully dependent on the employer, where you are fully emotionally, financially, physically, safety-wise dependent on that employer, and how can you work through so that you no longer are dependent on that employer and you are able to decide to pursue your own life in case this route does not work. Right. And the more I think we work on becoming the person who does not need to tolerate this type of treatment, does not need to, compromise everything in life to work for this employer, does not need to keep saying yes to, even though we don't want to and we feel this is not how things should be, then we choose our own road. How can we put ourselves into that situation, right? How can we become the person who no longer accepts this type of treatment because we know that we are capable of more and different things, and we can do things on our own, and we can do things in the way that we no longer continue compromising and sacrificing our lives for this organization and then feeling like this organization's betrayed us, when we could have back in the day also not sacrificed our lives, right? But of course, it's very painful to recognize or realize that now, and I feel you. But at the same time, if we don't learn from our current lesson, if we don't learn from our current situation, and if we don't decide to become the people who no longer allows others to put us in this situation, then I think we can in the future be sure that whatever the situation that happens, we always know what are our options, what we can do, how we can maneuver it in a way that we don't take so much of the damage, we don't harm ourselves, we don't continue swallowing all of what's going on, but rather we start making some powerful decisions and start pursuing other roads if this one is not what we would like anymore, right? So therefore, if I can get you the main message that you take from this podcast is this, is that swallowing is something that we continue doing if we continue feeling powerless, and if we continue feeling fully dependent on that employer, on that organization. And the only way to break that is knowing and trusting our abilities that we are capable of making other alternatives work even better if this route is not working. And that's how we stop swallowing, is when we say, okay, I don't want to be treated this way. I don't want to be going through this experience anymore because this does not align with who I am and what I stand for and what I thought the organization stands for. And if I believe that's not the case, then I'm choosing the route that suits best for me because I'm capable of creating alternatives that is better than this one that I have. And I would like to be the person who always knows that I don't need to put myself in such situation of strongest powerlessness. And I always want to work on myself being the person who says, okay, I don't want to swallow anymore. I don't want to tolerate certain behaviors anymore. And if I see that this organization or this environment is not aligned with who I am and what I want to work on, then I want to go to another one or create my own. And that's what I would love to suggest to you as well. Okay, my dears, if you would like to work on this and be the person who no longer needs to swallow what's going on, then absolutely come coach with me. Have a beautiful week and talk to you very soon. Bye.